Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Monday, March 30th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Let's start in the NBA with the Boston Celtics at Charlotte Hornets, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable. I know these aren't the best teams playing, but we've reached that point in the schedule where the most interesting thing to watch is the fight for the last playoff spot. That fight in the Eastern Conference is particularly fierce this year, and it involves these two teams, as well as Brooklyn and Indiana. Every game is important now, but games against one of the other teams squabbling over that last spot are triply important. Win and you improve your own record, hurt a competitor's record, and pick up a valuable tie-breaking win in case you end up with the same record as your opponent at the end of the season. In the NHL, it's the Los Angeles Kings at Chicago Blackhawks, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC Sports Network. The same playoff-making principles hold for this game, with some modifications. Although the Kings and Blackhawks have together won the last three Stanley Cups and four out of the last five, the Kings are struggling to even make the playoffs this year. They're in ninth place currently, 2 points behind the eighth place and final playoff team as of today, the Winnipeg Jets. Any game between these two teams would be fun to watch, but with the Kings needing a win so badly, it will be doubly fun. We also have some great NCAA women's basketball. It's the Elite Eight, so the first game is the Connecticut Huskies and Dayton Flyers, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. The ESPN preview of this game quoted a player from Dayton saying that they have, quote, nothing to lose against UConn. Nothing to lose except, I and everyone else assumes, the game. If Dayton were to win, it would be the biggest upset in memory in the women's or the men's game. Connecticut is dominant. In the second game of the night, it's the Tennessee Lady Vols and Maryland Terrapins, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. This matchup should be a much closer game. Tennessee is a 2-seed and Maryland is a 1-seed. Maryland got to this point in the tournament in part by beating an until-then undefeated Princeton team. I'm still a little bummed about that, so I'm rooting for Tennessee. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Monday, March 30th, 2015. You can find me at the web at dearsportsfan.com and send me questions about sports to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.